And since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, day 147. Leaders of Iraq. All right. Settle down. All right. Good morning. Okay. Hello to you, too. So you set a solid date for your elections, January 30th. Look, I don't want to stress you out, but you still got a few things in your inbox before then. All right? Before you have elections... Yes, we agreed you have to have them. You got to make sure you have one party system that looks like a two party system, right? That way everyone will say you've had legitimate elections that reflect the will of the people. That is the people that run the oil companies. Right. Call them what you like. The Whigs, the Bull Moose Party, the Know-Nothings. It doesn't matter what the parties are called, as long as they both think alike and they're both deep in the pocket of big business. This will also make it easier to fix the elections, because then it won't matter who wins. Because the only party that really counts is the one we're going to have when we drain the last drop of oil from this godforsaken desert and got the hell out of this place. And if you can't get all the little details nailed down by the end of January, no problem. Just move the elections back. You're a new nation. Take some initiative. There's no reason why you can't have a January 34th or 35th. It's your calendar. You invented numbers. Be creative. Anyway, good luck and God bless. And by God, I mean our God. This is day 147 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die.